Okay, today we're going to learn Brachos Daf Yud. We are holding on Daf Tesa Medbeis. We're all the way back at Heichi Matzi Samich, which is all the way back in the medium-sized lines, and we're right in the middle of a discussion of Smich School of Tefillah. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. So we're going to discuss Smich School of Tefillah a little bit more. Then we're going to talk about the additions that we add into the Shemona Esrei. Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. Isn't that a violation of Smich School of Tefillah? Then we're going to bring a story where the words Yitamu Chatam in Aretz Rishom Od Einam are explained. It relates to how a person should interact with people who are Rishayim or people who cause them all sorts of problems. And the Gemara is going to darshan also the pasuk of Pia Pascha B'Chachma because it's a continuation of those drashos. Another psukim where we have the terminology Barchi Nafshi, we're also going to darshan. And then we're going to bring a number of Divrei Agada that also mention the inyan of smichas geula litfila, and the Gemara is going to tell us the story of Chizkiyahu, that a person should always daven, should never give up hope on tefila, and other things that Chizkiyahu did, some things that the Rabbanan approved of, other things that the Rabbanan did not approve of, and a little bit more about the tefilos of Chizkiyahu. And then the Gemara is going to darshan other psukim relating to the Shunamis. We're going to talk a little bit about the Isha HaShunamis and her husband, and other drashos that relate to Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina in the name of Rabbi Lozer ben Yaakov. Once we quote him in the context of the Shunamis, we're going to quote him in other contexts as well. So let us begin. We are at Heichi Matzi Samich, which is 1, 2, 3, third to last medium-sized line. So the Gemara asks, Heichi Matzi Samich, how could a person possibly be Samich Kulu Tfila? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan betchilu omar Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, l'besofu omar yilu ratzon yimei fi. I thought at the beginning of Shemona Esrei, you're supposed to say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, l'fi yagid. And then when you finish Shemona Esrei, you're supposed to say Yilu Ratzon Imrei Fi VaYoli BiLefanecha Hashem Tzuri VeGoali. So if those are all, if Hashem Svasai Tiftach is a hefsek between Gula and Tefila, isn't that a problem? So Rav Blazer Tehei BiTefila Shel Arvis. No, when we say that you're supposed to say Hashem Svasai Tiftach, that means only in Mariv, and you don't have to be Samech Gula Tefila in Mariv. Frankly, Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan Eizu Ben Al Maba Zeh Samech Gula Shel Arvis LeTefila Shel Arvis. But didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that a Ben Al Maba is someone who does Samech Gula Tefila even by Mariv? Remember, we had this machlokas back on Dav Dalid about whether you need to be Samech Kulu Tefila Shel Arvis or Tefilos Be'emtza Tiknum. Those were the two possibilities. And the reason Rabbi Yochanan says that by Arvis you need to be Samech Kulu Tefila, we explained in Dalid Amud Beis, is either because the Geula began the evening before, or because we make a hekesh between Shchiva and Kima B'Shachcha Uv Kumecha. So just like you do Smich Kulu Tefila in the morning, you do Smich Kulu Tefila in the evening as well. And the reason that he's a Ben Olam Haba, the Rabbeinu Yonah explained, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim in order that we should be his Avadim. So when you're masking the Geula and then you daven right away, you're showing that you recognize this Tova that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in order to be Meshabed us to Hashem. And because Tefillah is Avoda, the Gemara Mesachs Baba Kama says, Vavadim as Hashem, Zui Tefillah. So because you're makir, your Avdus and your Makabel to Mekayim all the mitzvos, that is going to bring you to Olam Haba. So that's why such a person is Ben Olam Haba. But anyway, the question still stands. So where do we say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach? Isn't that a violation of Smich School Tefila? Elam Rav Blazer Tehei B'Tefilas HaMincha. Must be that you only say it at Mincha. Rav Ashi Amar Afilu Tema Kulu. No, you could even say it at Shachris and Mariv. It doesn't matter. V'kivin Tekavur Rabban B'Tefila K'Tefila Arich Tadamya. But Smich School Tefila, but Hashem Sfasai Tiftach is not a violation of Smich School Tefila, because once the Rabban were masakin it as part of Tefila, it becomes an extension of the Tefila. And therefore, right from Gaal Yisrael, you go into Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. That is a Tefila Arichta. The reason it's considered a Tefila Arichta, Rabbi Yonah explains, is because the whole thing is about Tefila. David HaMelech was asking Hashem to be mochel him on the Avera of Basheva, and even though he was amazed and he can't be mechaper al Yidei HaKarban, because the Karban can't be brought for amazed, he said Hashem should help me that I should be able to be mechavin my Tefila, and I should be able to speak it out, and my Tefila should be accepted, and that should count in place of a Karban. So too, Bizman Hazeh, when we don't have Karbanos, we have to daven that our Tefilos should be able to work B'makom Karbanos. So since the whole Pasuk is about the Inyan of Tefila, that's why it's considered a Tefila Arichta. The Levush writes in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph that they were Mesakin this Pasuk before Shemona Esrei, because we're Mevakish that Hashem should open up our lips in order that we should be able to tell his Tehilos B'Kavana, that we need to be able to have Kavana in our Tefila. Says Mardilote Ma'achi, if you're not going to say that once they were Kaveya, it in Tefila becomes then how could you ever have smich kula the tefila by Mariv anyway? Because vabai lemeimer hashkivenu. After all, you have to say hashkivenu at Mariv. So isn't that a break between Gaal Yisrael and the Shmona Esrei? Ella kiven the tekin rabban hashkivenu kigula richta damya hachinami kiven the kavur rabban betefila kitefila richta damya. So it must be that since they were misakin hashkivenu, it becomes like an extension of the geula. And I think we explained back on Daf Dalid why it's an extension of the theme of geula. So too Hashem Svasai Tiftach is an extension of the theme of Tefila. So now we go back to what Rabbi Yochanan said, that you say Hashem Svasai Tiftach, and at the end of Shemon Hesra you say Yiyu L'Ratzon Imrefi. So Michti, Hayu L'Ratzon Imrefi Mashma L'Besof. It sounds like something that would be said at the end of Tefila, meaning that which I've already davened should be L'Ritzoy L'Fnei Hashem U'Mashma Yekara, but it also sounds like something that would be said at the beginning of Tefila, to be in the Meimar, because I want to say, meaning what I plan on saying should be l'ratzon. So my time to kenu rabban lach shmona esrei brachos. Why is it that rabban were misakin it dafka to be said at the end of shmona esrei leimru meikara? Why not say it at the beginning of shmona esrei? So I'm rabbi the brayder of shem ben pazi hol v'lo amaru david el lach shmona esrei parshios l'fichach tekin rabbanan lach shmona esrei brachos. Since David Amelech only said it after 18 parshios, after 18 mizmorim of tehillim, that's why the rabban were misakin it after 18 brachos of shmona esrei. So asks the Gemara on Rabbi Yehuda, Benot Shal Rabbi Shimon Pazi, Hani Shmona Esrei, Tsha Esrei Havyan. Wait, those parshios that lead up to Yil Ratzon in Sefer Tehillim, are they really 18 parshios? It's 19 parshios, because this is at the end of the 19th Mizmor of Tehillim. So you have 19 Mizmorim in advance. Ashrei Ish, V'lama Rak Shugayim, Chada Parshi. So says the Gemara, now, the first two parshios of Tehillim are in fact considered a single parsha. They're not considered separate, even though every Tehillim that we have has Ashrei and Lama Ragshu as two separate parshios. It could be that they had a different chiluk of the parshios, the Marsha points out. So after they added the Birchas Aminim to Shmona Esrei, so it could be they wanted to make the Tehillim correspond, says the Marsha. So once we added the Lamalshinim to Shmona Esrei, and we now have 19 Brachas Shmona Esrei, they wanted to have 19 chapters of Tehillim, but you can't add chapters to Tehillim. But what we can do is split them. So that must have happened, says the Marsha. That David HaMelech had composed 103 Mizmorim of Tehillim, and he didn't say Halleluka until he saw the downfall of the Rishaim. That was the most chash of a thing that was worth saying Halleluka for. Shemar Yitamu Chatam in Aretz Rishaim Odeinam Baruch Nafshias Hashem Halleluka. So Hani Meiv Shalosh asking Mar. Well, wait a second. Is that really 103 Mizmorim? Meiv Arba Havion. That pasuk is at the end of Mizmor Kuf Dalid. Elishmamina Ashrei Yisrael Marak Shugayim Chada Parshihi. So it must be that the first two parshios of Tehillim are in fact one parsha. So the Gemara goes back to this Asher Yishu Lamarag Shugayim being one parsha that they said Kol Parsha is Chaviv al David Pasach Baba Ashrei V'Siyim Baba Ashrei. Any parsha that was particularly beloved to David, he both opened and closed with Ashrei. Pasach Ba Ashrei Dichsev Ashrei Yish V'Siyim Ba Ashrei Dichsev Ashrei Kol Chosi. So the pasuk of Ashrei Yish is in Mizmar Aleph, and Ashrei Kol Chosi is in Mizmar Beis. It's in Kapitel Beis. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that he opened and closed with Ashrei? Elamai, that's a raya, that it's all one parsha. So the Gemara is now going to bring a maisa where the words Yitomu Chatam Min Ha'aretz Rishom Odeinam is going to be elaborated on. Hanu Bar Yoni David B'Shavusid Rameir. There were these thugs that were in Rameir's neighborhood. Vavakometzar Leituva, and they caused them all sorts of problems. Havakavai Rameir Rachmei Alayu Kiheched Le Musus. Rameir used to daven that they should die. So Amalei Bruria Devitu, his wife Bruria said to him, she was Neshes Chayil, she said, Mai Dai Tach, what are you thinking? Mishum Dechsiv Yitomu Chatam, because the pasuk says Yitamu Chatam in Haaretz, David HaMelech daven that the Rishayim should die. So you think you should daven that the Rishayim should die? No, Miksiv Chotim. Does it say Yitamu Chotim that the sinners should die? Chatoim Miksiv. It says that the sins should die without a vav. Va'od. And furthermore, Shvil the Sefer Tikra. Go look at the end of the pasuk. Rishayim Odeinam. It says, and therefore there won't be any more Rishayim. Kiven the Yitamu Chatoim. Since the Chotim are going to be gone, why would you have to say Rishayim Odeinam? Ella No, it's not that you want the chotim to die and that's why Rishon Modenam. That would be repetitive. No, what you're davening is that there shouldn't be any more sins, that they should do tshuva on their averos, and therefore there won't be any more Rishaim, because those who were formerly Rishaim will have done tshuva. So, by Rachmi Levayu Vahadri B'tshuva. So, Rameir davened for them, and in fact, they did tshuva. It worked. The Tzlach writes that even though Bruria brought this raya and Rameir agreed to her, nevertheless, Eina Mikri Yosem Yidei Pshuto, because Rabbi Rabbi Shimon Pazi said in Daf Tesa Mbeis and Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Shimon Benichai that it's about the Mapalasan Shel Rishayim. So says the Tzlach, there is something to be said about praising Hashem and saying a haluluka for the downfall of enemies. That's always a big question. When are we happy about the downfall of our enemies, and when are we not happy about the downfall of our enemies? You have the Medrash that the Malach and we're not allowed to sing Shira when Klal Yisrael was saying Az Yashir, because Ma'isi Yadai Tovim B'Yam V'Atem Amrim Shira Lefanai, that my creatures are drowning and you're saying Shira. So it seems inappropriate to celebrate the downfall of the wicked. And yet, on the other hand, you have this pasuk, and you have a number of other marmakomos that seem to indicate that it is worthy of saying Shira. So it's a major discussion in the Achronim, when is appropriate to celebrate. Pashtus is that if the Russia was threatening you and posed an existential threat to you, then you're allowed to sing Shira over it. Or if the Russia is a Jew, then you're not allowed to sing Shira. But if it's a non-Jew, maybe you are allowed to sing Shira. I remember when Osama bin Laden was killed, Rav Shachter thought we should say Hallel. I don't know, probably not with a bracha, but he thought that it's worthwhile to sing Shira over such a thing. So anyway, so this is the conversation between Rameir and Bruria. So Amalo hu tzeduki leBruria, a certain tzeduki said to Bruria, Ksiv, Ron Yakara lo Yalada, the pasuk says in Yeshayahu that celebrate Knesset Yisrael, you're like an Isha Akara that never gave birth. So Mishum Telo Yalada Rani, how does that pasuk make any sense? Because she never gave birth, she should celebrate? I mean, what's the mashal over there? So Amalei, Shatya, Shafil the Sefi to Christ. She said, you moron. Go look at the end of the pasuk. Dechsiv ki rabim b'nei shomma b'nei bu'ula amar Hashem. That at the time of the Geula, there are going to be more, the b'nei Yerushalayim, which was left desolate, more than the b'nei Edom, which was settled with many people. And therefore, we should celebrate that, the thriving people. Elamai akara lo yalada, rani kresel shadom alisha akara shlo yalada. It's not that we didn't give birth. It's that we should celebrate because our children don't go to Gehenna like the others do. So another maisa relating to its stuki. A certain stuki challenged Rabbi Avohu. It says in Tehillim Mizmor LeDavid Bevarchum Mipnei Avshalom. Uksiv, and it also says much later in Tehillim LeDavid Michtam Bevarchum Mipnei Shaul Bamaara. Hey, maisa have a bereisha. Well, which story really happened first? Michti maisa Shaul have a bereisha. The story of Shaul clearly happened before the story with Avshalom. So, licht of Bereisha, why is it that the story with Shaul is like 93 chapters later in Tehillim? So, I'm like, atun lo darshitun smuchin, you who don't darshin smuchin, you don't think that the juxtaposition of two parshios matter to each other. The tzedukim disagree with all the midrashei chachamim, not only on smuchin, but over here, it was specifically about smuchin. So, kashalichu, that's why you have this difficulty. Anan did darshin and smuchin, but we who darshin the juxtaposition of different parshios don't have low kashalan. We don't have such kashas. Why? Dom Rabbi Yochanan smuchim in Atar Minayin. How do I know that we darshan smuchim? Shneamar smuchim la'ad liolam asuyim be'emes v'yashar. Lama nisvacha parshios of Shalom be'parshios Gog u'Magog. Why is the third mizmor of Tehillim, Perek Gimel of Tehillim, next to the mizmor Beis, which relates to Gog u'Magog? Right, that's the chapter that says Lama rog shugayim ul'um yagurik yisatzvim al'chayaretz v'rozim nosu yachal al'ashem ve'al mashicho. So Gog u'Magog is going to gather to fight a war against Hashem and against the Melech HaMashiach. Shem Yomel Adam, if a person tries to contradict the Nevuah of David about Gog and Magog and comes with the Taina that Klum Yesh Eved Shemari Berabo, is it possible that an Eved would ever rebel against his master who's stronger, who's way stronger than him? So how could this Nevuah possibly come true that they're going to stand up against Hashem? Afat HaAmarlo, so tell him Klum Yesh Ben Shemari Ba'aviv, in the natural order of things, does the son rebel against his father? Elahava, but it happened because Avshalom rebelled against David. So Achanami Hava over here also could be that an Eved will taka be morid birabo, and therefore the story of David running away from Avshalom comes earlier in Tehillim than the one about David running away from Shaul, in order to be somichit to the story of Gog and Magog, in order to juxtapose it. Why do you have to put the story of Gog and Magog so early? It's a nevuah about Las Adavo, and the Maisa Shaul was something about the past, so it's because the nevuah about the Geula of Klal Yisrael, says the Marsha. So Yidavka wanted to start with something that relates to the Geula of Klal Yisrael, to be Maschil B'davar Tov. Okay, once we quote the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, about the pasuk of Yitam Chatam in Haaretz, the Gemara brings the drasha of Reb Shimon ben Yochai about the pasuk of Pia Pascha B'Chachma, where we dash in that pasuk as well. So I'm Rabbi Yochai Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. May dechsev Pia Pascha B'Chachma v'saris chesed al l'shona. The pasuk in Mishlei, right from the Eshes Chayil. What does the pasuk mean? Keneged miyam Shlomo Mikrozeh. Who is Shlomo Melch thinking of when he said this pasuk? Lo amaro el keneged David Aviv shadar b'chamisha olamim. He was thinking of his father David, who lived in five different situations in life, five different realities. Shira, and in each of them he said Shira, and David and Shlomo was alluding to this when he said that at the time that David had Ruach HaKodesh, he was opened his mouth and he was singing about the chesed that Hashem did with him. So Rabbi Shimon now elaborates on what these five situations were. Dor b'me'imo v'amr shira. David HaMelech first says a fetus was in his mother's womb and he was saying shira about the chesed that was done for him just by his very coming into being. Shenemar baruchi nafshi es Hashem v'chol kravai eshem kacho. Kravai is merames on being bekerevimo, on being inside his mother. Then the second situation, he came out into the world and he started looking at the stars and the galaxies and he said Shira. So and the pasuk continues that meaning the point is that he was looking around at the great big world that was around him. Tzva'av is the Tzva Shemayim, Kochavim and the Mazalos. So that's what it means, that when he came out to the Avir Olam, he said Shira. Now obviously it doesn't mean literally, a little baby doesn't have the ability to take in and to understand. It means when he got older he gave Shavach over that which happened, obviously being in the womb also. It means that he looked back and appreciated the miracle of a human birth and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for him. So that's what it means, that he was that he looked at the mazalos. You know, the Gemara in Shabbos Kufnun Vav tells us that if you're born under a certain mazal, it gives a certain kochos hanefesh. So he had the ability to look back, the Marsha points out, and appreciate that later on. Then the third situation that he was in was Yanak Mishtei Imo v'nestakla b'dadeho v'amar Shira. He was nursing from his mother and he looked at her breasts and he said Shira. Shnemar baruchi nafshi es Hashem v'al tishkachi kol gemulav. So gemulav is a lashon of being yonek from one's mother. My kol gemulav, what did David see that was worthy of saying Shira on about nursing, meaning it's eating food, meaning that we eat food all the time. Some Rabbi Avosha asal adadim b'makom bina, that Kodesh Baruch Hu could have made a woman in any which way, and he made it that she's able to nurse her child from the place of bina, meaning it's her, where she nurses from is right near the heart, as opposed to a place of erva. So time am I, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? Because Amar of Yehuda, Kadesh Shalai Yistakel B'Makom Erva, that the baby shouldn't have to look at the Makom Erva when it nurses. Rav Masna Amar Kadesh Shalai Yinak B'Makom Atinofa, so that the baby shouldn't be nursing from a dirty, disgusting place. And then the fourth situation is Rabbi Ma'apalasan Shal Rishayim V'Amar Shira. He saw the downfall of the wicked and he said, Shira Shinemar Yitam Chatam in Arutz Rishayim Odeinam, that the Chatam should be gone and there won't be any more Rishayim. Baruch Nafshi HaSashem Haluluka. And then the fifth situation was Nistakel B'Yamamisa V'Amar Shira. He looked at the day of death and he said, Shira Shinemar. How do I know that's talking about Yom HaMisa? I'm a Rabbi Rav Shila Misefa D'Inyana. It's from the end of the Inyan. D'chsev Taster Panechi Be'elun Tosev Rucham Yigvaun. So we see that it's about the Yom HaMisa, because the pasuk continues V'Alafaram Yeshuvun, that we return to the dirt. So we saw one of the things in a couple of days ago, that one of the things worthy of davening for is that Le'is Mitzvah so is misa, that a person should daven for a proper misa, and for kvura, for those kinds of things, that those are very valuable things to hope for. So the Gemara discusses psukim that say barchi nafshi, Rav Simi Barukva Varmila Marukva have a shchiach kamed Rav Shum ben Pazi. He used to be by Rav Shum ben Pazi, dav mesadra gadda kamed Rav Shum ben Levi, and he used to teach over in Yanam of Agada in front of Rav Shum ben Levi. So Amalei, Rav Simi or Marukva said to Rav Shum ben Pazi, my dichsiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says barchi nafshi Hashem v'chol kravei Hashem kodcho, that Rav Shum ben Pazi thought that he was asking him, why does the pasuk say lashon of kirbayim as opposed to any of the other evarim? So Amalei, so he responded, bo reish alokim nisukrosh barchi midas pasuk v'dam, that look, Hashem does differently than humans do. Midas pasuk v'dam tzar tzur al gabei akosel v'niyachol lahatil baruch neshama kravei muvnei me'ayim v'akodesh baruch hu enu kein tzar tzura b'toch tzura u'matil baruch neshama kravei muvnei me'ayim. A person can make an image, and it could be, in the wax museum, a spitting image of the person that he's trying to draw, but it doesn't have any life force, it doesn't have any internal organs, it doesn't have anything. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a tzura b'toch tzura. He makes a human inside of another human, and inside of the inner human, there is all sorts of organs that are functioning and developing, and there's a life force. V'ayinu dam rechana, ein kadosh kashem, kein biltecha v'ein tzur kelukenu. May ein tzur kelukenu, when Chana sings about the birth of Shmuel, and she says, ein tzur kelukenu, what does it mean? It means ein tzayar kelukenu, that there's no artist like Hashem to be able to make a piece of art within another piece of art. May ki ein biltecha, what does the pasuk mean when it says ki ein biltecha? Amru d'mar menasya, al tikri ki ein biltecha, ela ein levaloscha. It means that there's nothing that will wear you down. Shalokim yis kosh baruch mitzvah pasuk v'dam. It's unlike human beings. Midas pasuk v'dam, ma'isa yada mevalenoso. By midas pasuk v'dam, that which a person makes will outlast him. A person builds a table, the table will still be around if he builds it really well, long after he's gone. The people who built skyscrapers in New York are long gone sometimes, and the skyscrapers are still there. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu builds impressive things, and he outlasts that which he builds. So Gemara goes back to what Rav Simi and Rav Shimon ben Pazi said about Barchi Nafshi. So Amalei Rav Simi or Marukva said to Rav Shimon ben Pazi, you misunderstood my question. I wasn't asking about V'chol Kravai. I get that part. Here's what I really wanted to ask you. Hani Chamisha Barchi Nafshi, Kenegan Mi Amar and David. Why did David have five Barchi Nafshis? So Lo Amar and Ela Kenegan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kenegan Neshama. He said that he said corresponding to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Neshama, that these three things, that there are five ways, rather, that the Neshama is similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like Hashem fills the entire world, the neshama fills the entire guf. Just like Hashem sees and is not seen, the neshama also sees and is not seen. That's why he says Baruch Nafshi Hashem Val Tishkechi Kol Gemulav, that it should be able to understand with the chesed that Hashem had given, that it's roe everything, even though it's not nearest. And the Marsha says that's why Baruch Nafshi Hashem V'chol Kravai, that the neshama stays inside of a person, just like the kirbayim are secretly, hidden away in a person. So the neshama is roe ve'en nearis. And the third comparison, Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu zanes kol olam kulo, af neshama zanes kol haguf. Just like Hashem supports the whole world, the neshama supports the entire body. And the fourth comparison, Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu tahor, af neshama tahora. Just like Hashem is tahor, the neshama is also tahora. So, and the fifth comparison is Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu yoshev bechadrei chadarim, af neshama yosheves bechadrei chadarim. Just like Hashem is hidden away bechadrei chadarim, so to the neshama is also bechadrei chadarim. Yavo mi sheyesh bechamisha dvar malalu v'yeshabach l'mi sheyesh bechamisha dvar malalu. So the one that has these five things will come and praise the one who has these five things. So that's why we praise Hashem. Amar Rav Hamnuna, my dechsev. What does the pasuk mean when it says mika chacham mi yodea pesher davar mika kodesh baruch hu sheyodea lasus pshara bein shnei tzadikim bein chizkiyahu l'yishayahu? Kodesh baruch hu had the incredible wisdom to know how to make a pshara, a compromise between Chizkiyahu and Yeshayahu, because Chizkiyahu needed to seek advice from Yeshayahu to see if he was acting properly by not marrying, and Yeshayahu needed to give a mussar about that very matter. So Chizkiyahu Amar Leis Yeshayahu Gabay. So they had to meet, but the question was on whose terms. So sometimes when you arrange meetings, this is it. You get caught up in silly things like this. So Chizkiyahu said, "Let Yeshayahu come to me." Because we find that even the great Eliyahu Navi went to the king to Achav
to meet with him. Yeshayo Amar Leis Chizkiyo Gabi Gabai, and Yeshayo said, "No, let Chizkiyo come to me." Tachi Ashkan be Yehoram ben Achav, because we find Yehoram, who's a Melech, Dazel Gabi Elisha, went to Elisha the Navi, and so each one was refusing to go to the other one. So Maaso Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu needed them to meet. So what did he do? Hevi Yisurim al Chizkiyo. He caused Chizkiyo to get very sick. V'amalol Yeshayo Leichol Vakir Asachol, and he said to Yeshayo, "Now you have a mitzvah of Bikur Cholim." Shenemra Biyam Mehem Chol Chizkiyo Lamos V'Yavei Lav Yeshayo Ben Amot Tanavi V'Yamri Lav Ko Amar Hashem Tzav Lebeisecha Kimeisa Tavolosichya, that he was going to die. So you see that he had to go be Mevakir Cholim. So in a certain sense, Chizkiyo won because Chizkiyo had Yeshayo come to him. But in another sense, obviously Chizkiyo lost because he had to get sick in order to make this happen. My Kimeisa Tavolosichya Meisa Tavolam Azeh Vlosichya Lo Mabai. You're going to die in this world from your illness, and you're also not going to live in the next world. So Chizkiyo said, "That's the nevuah you tell me? Well, why such a terrible onus? What did I do so bad?" You know, it's in the big Bechina up in Shemayim that the Gemara Masecha Shabbos tells us that they're going to ask you 6 questions. And one of them is sakta b'piri v'rivia. So you're going to fail the bechina because you were not osik b'piri v'rivia. So amalei mishum dechazayli bracha kodesh shenafkinai b'nin to lomalu. He said, "I only didn't was not osik in puruv ru because I saw in ruach hakodesh that I'm going to have terrible children." So amalei b'hadi kavshei d'rachman alamalach. Famous line. He says, "What are you doing in the hidden things, the secrets of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? You live your life, you do the mitzvahs, you do what you're supposed to do. You don't get involved in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's grand plans. Ma'idem afkadeti b'ilach lemevet. Whatever you commanded, you got to do. Whatever Hashem says, that's what you got to do. And whatever Hashem wants to do, rather, Hashem will do." So Amalei Chizkiyo said to Yeshayo, "Okay, Hasha Havili Bartach, but maybe make a shidduch with your daughter. Maybe we can still overcome this degree because between my zuchuyos and your zuchuyos, I could have good children." So Amalei Yeshayo said, "Kvar nigzor alech l'gzeira. Nah, it's already, it's not going to help to give you my daughter. It's too late." Amalei Ben Amot, Chizkiyo said to Yeshayo, "Ben Amot, stop with your nevuah, get out of here. Kach mekoblanim beis aviyaba. I have a kabbalah from David HaMelech that afilu cherev chad munachas al tzavar shel adam al yimna atzmo min harachamim, that even if a person has a sharp sword against their neck, they should not hold back from davening. They should always you should never give up hope in davening." So that's a question in halacha. Is that to be taken literally? Meaning, what if the cherev chad is bit tzavar shel adam? Sometimes the doctor says, you know, we're not treating the patient anymore. We're just trying to make him comfortable. So do you still daven for refuah shleima? So there are a group of gedolim that think yes. The Stipler and Rav Chaim Kanievsky and others thought yes, that you would, and Rav Shlomo Zalman, I think, thought yes, that you would daven for refuah shleima, because we don't understand, you know, medical miracles happen every day. We don't really, we're just scratching the surface of beginning to understand the human body. Many other gedolim, including Mariv Rabbi of Shechter, think no, that you're not allowed to daven for a nes. We're going to see it's a gemara later on in this mesechta. You're not allowed to daven for a miracle, and if that would be a miracle, if the doctor said, "We're not even treating the patient anymore," then that would take a miracle. You're not allowed to daven. What do you do with this gemara? Al yimna asum rachmim. Yeah, if cherev chadu munachas al ksefa shel adam, but it hadn't been done yet, so it wouldn't take a miracle at that point. So even though things seem very desperate, that's when you're still allowed to daven. I once heard a beautiful vart. Binyamin Pam once told me that his sister Zichrona Levracha, his sister was a great tzaddikas. She lived in Lakewood, and she had a bunch of little children, and Nebuch, she was very, very ill. And one of the times that she was taken to the hospital at the very, very end, even in the ambulance as she was being taken to the hospital, she was making phone calls to arrange to help other people for meals and babysitting, whatever, just working out chesed for people who needed it. And someone who was with her in the ambulance, one of the family members says, "Adkan, this is what you're going to do even to this point?" Supposedly she was an incredible tzaddikas. I mean, she was like, they said, of all of Rav Pam's grandchildren, that's what Binyamin said, that she was the one that was closest in terms of tzidkus to Rav Pam. So she said, "What do you mean? Afilu cherev chad munachas al tzavar shel adam, al yimna atzmo min harachamim." So she said, "A pshat is al yimna atzmo min harachamim. Don't stop having rachmanis on other people just because you're a rachmanis case, just because you're a person who's desperate. Even when you have a cherev chad munachas al ksefo, that's dafka a time, or al tzavaro, that's dafka a time that you should continue to have rachmanis for other people." What a perspective. Okay, vaiter itranami Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lazar damri tarvayu afilu cherev chad munachas al tzavar shel adam al yimna atzmo min harachamim. Even if a person has a sharp sword against their neck, they should not stop davening. Shnemar, hey nikteleni lo ayachel, that even if it seems that Hashem is about to kill me, I'm still going to reach out to him in tefillah. L'sof yavle barti, in the end of the day, Yishayahu gave him his daughter, nafik minei Menashe v'Rav Shekei, and Menashe and Rav Shekei emerged from them. Yom achadar rachvinu akasvei lamtiyunei l'bei medrasha, one day Chizkiyahu was riding them on his shoulders to bring them to the base medrash. Amr chad minei, and one of them said, chad reisha d'abba l'mitveh b'gildarayu, the father of Abba. This is, by the way, a whole addition into the Gemara that may not appear, that doesn't appear in many editions, but the Bach adds this in, so we might as well say it. So he said that that Abba's father is so wide that you could roast fish that are called galdani on the on his, meaning he's bringing us to the Beis Medrash. It was a way of saying there's no benefit of going to the Beis Medrash. It's like just doing silly things. V'chadam, and the other one said Chazir Reish Adabel Akruvi Ale Level. That father's head is right to be makrav of Avodah Zarah on. So they were both Rishoyim. So Chavtinu Bahari threw them down to the ground, and Menashe Chayim, Menashe stayed to live. Rav Shkei missed, and Rav Shkei died from being dropped to the ground. Kari Anafshi, so Chizkiyahu said about himself, V'chilei Kelev Ra'im, that someone who measures everything properly and never adds, because he's always very stingy with other people, so his Kelem are also Pagumim, his Kelem are also Ra'im. So he darshans about himself that he was Noheg, like such a person, that he didn't get married, so the Kelem that were his wife that he was married to now, he said that he had all of his hope in that her Zuchus, the zechus of her father would help. It led to banim sheinim ulganim anyway. It led to children that were no good anyhow. Okay, says Gemara Vayter. Amar v'chanan afilu bala chalomos amar lo la adam macher umeis al yimin atzum min rachmim shnemar ki v'rav chalomos havalim dvarim harbe ki asa lukim yira. So this is the first time we have dreams in this mesech. This can come up a lot of times. Even if you have a dream that you're going to die the next day, still daven. Miyad v'yasav chizkiyo panav ala kir v'yis panav ala Hashem so chizkiyo turn to the kir and he daven to Hashem. My kir, what does it mean that he turned to the wall? Am rabbi shem milag. We already learned earlier that you're supposed to daven right across from the wall. You're not supposed to have mita between yourself and the wall. But anyway, Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish Mikoros Libi, that he needed to be marbe berachmim to mivatal the gzeira shenemar, because the pasuk says when he saw benavua that the enemy was going to go to Yerushalayim and fight a war, he lamented may I ochila kiros libi. So lashon of kir is a lashon of kiros halev. Rabbi Levi Amar al iske hakir. It's about things that relate to the kir. Amar lefan of ribon shalom mashu namis shalos. If the Shunamis only made one little wall for the honor of Elisha and you gave her son at Chiesa Mesim, Avi Abash Chiva Sahechal, my grandfather Shlomo Melech, he fixed the whole base of he prepared the whole base of Migdash Kula because of Zav, Alachas Kama Vakama, all the more his Zechus should save me from Onash Misa. Zechorna Sasha Salachu Fenecha Bemus of Lev Shalom Vatov Beinecha Asisi, my Vatov Beinecha Asisi. What does it mean, Vatov Beinecha Asisi? We already said that it's Halich Lefne Hashem. Obviously, it's Hatov Beinecha Sisi. Some Rabbi Damrav Shasamach Hulu Tfila. That means that there are Smich Hulu Tfila, like the Vasikin, that are careful to be Samach Hulu Tfila. Blevi Amar Shagona Sefer Refuos. That Chizkiyahu's great action was that he hid away the Sefer Refuos that tells you how to heal all illnesses. So Tan Rabban Shish Dvar Mas Chizkiyahu Melech Shosha Hodulo Vel Shosha Lo Hodulo. Chizkiyahu Melech did six things, three of which the Chum thought was a good idea, three that they did not agree to. Al Shosha Hodulo, three that they agreed to was number one, Gana Sefer Refuos Hodulo. Number two, Kitas Nechasha Nechoshes, the golden snake, the copper snake that Moshe Rabbeinu made in the Midbar, because he destroyed Avahodla, and they agreed to it because it had become in Avodah Zarah. And Gir Ratmos Aviv, he dragged the bones of his father Achaz, who was a Rasha, al Mita Shal Chavalim on a bed of ropes, and instead of burying him B'derech Kavod on Zav and Kesef, in order that there should be Kapara by suffering such bizyonis. So because he was Mekadei Shashem, by doing that, Avahodla, Chum thought that was a good idea. But there were three things the Chum decidedly disapproved of. Sasa Me Gichon, he closed off the brook of Gichon that passed by near Yerushalayim when a Sacher of Melech Asher came to fight against Yerushalayim. Chizkiyahu said, let's close off that water passageway in order that the king of Asher won't have water to drink. V'lo hodla. Chama said that was a bad idea. He should have had bitachon that Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "V'gnosi al yir azos lahushia," that I'm going to protect the city. Second, kitzitz dalsos heichel v'shigam l'melech Asher. He removed the walls of the heichel that were coated in gold, and he sent them to the king of Asher in order to be mefayis him, not to fight a war. V'lo hodla. And they thought that was a bad idea. He should have had bitachon. And third is Iber Nisan b'Nisan. He was ma'abr the shana during Chodesh Nisan, and he made it into an Adar Sheni in order to delay Pesach that year, because a lot of people were not mitar themselves from the Tumas Avodah Zarah that they had during the times of Achaz, his father, and he knew that they wouldn't be able to mitar themselves in time for Pesach. V'lo hodla. Chama thought that that was a bad idea. Umi lesa Chizkiyahu Chodesh Zelechem Rosh Chodashim. Does Chizkiyahu not hold of the Pasuk Chodesh Zelechem Rosh Chodashim that's going on Chodesh Nisan, Zen Nisan Vein Acher Nisan, that once Chodesh Nisan has already been Nikva, it's too late to make it into Adar Beis and turn another month into Nisan? How could he do such a thing? Elatal bit Shmuel. No, his mistake was in the teaching of Shmuel. Damar Shmuel that you're not supposed to be Mabar the Shana on the 30th day of Adar, because it's a day that is Ra'oi to be Nisan. So even if they haven't yet been Kovea, it is Nisan. But since that's a day that could have been Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's still too late to make it into Adar Sheni. So that's why he thought Hol V'Ra'oi Lo Amrinan, that it hadn't yet been declared Nisan, so he was still good, but he wasn't. Amar Rabbi Yochum Shum Rabbi Yosef Ben Zimmer Kala Tol B'Zchus Atzmo. Anyone who's told in his own zechus, told in lo b'zechus acherim, whatever good happens to him is really in other people's zechus. We call it told b'zechus acherim. If he relies on other zechus, told in lo b'zechus atzmo, the good that happens is more likely his own zechus. Moshe told in b'zechus acherim shenemar zechol Avram litzak liyisal avadecha told lo b'zechus atzmo. And yet, because he was told in the zechus of the avos, it would happen in his own zechus. Shenemar v'yomer lashmidam lulei Moshe b'chira amad b'peres l'fan of lavshu chamos mehashchis. Chizkiyo told in b'zechus atzmo. Chizkiyo relying on his own zechus to chsiv zechor la'asher salachti l'fan. And told lo b'zuchos acherim, but the salvation happened in other zuchos shenemar. Veganosi aliyah razos loshia lemani leman David avdi. V'ha'inu the Rishu ben Levi, damar Rishu ben Levi, my duchsiv hinei l'shalom mar li mar. That so what does the pasuk mean? If it's shalom, it's not mar. If it's mar, it's not shalom. Afil b'shash shigul haKadosh Baruch Hu shalom mar hulo. Even when Hashem gives Chizkiyo shalom, it's a little bit bitter because it wasn't in his own zuchos; it was in someone else's zuchos. Once we mention the kir that the isha shunamis made for the covenant of Elisha, the Gemara explains what that aliyah was that she built for him. So nasana aliyas kir kitana. So the Shunamis said to her husband, let's make an aliyas kir kitana. So Rav Shmuel Chadamar aliyah prua. One says that it was like an open attic kaisa, didn't have a ceiling on it. The keruha, and they put a ceiling and they put a roof on it. The Chadamar achsadra gedola. So it was like an open. Achsadra was like an airy, like a gazebo type of place. V'chulkul l'shnayim, and they made a wall in the middle to give him private area there. So Bishlam l'man yamar achsadra hainu d'chsiv that kir. That's why it's called a wall, because the wall split the room into two. El man yamar aliyah, but if they built an aliyah, maisha keruha. What does it mean, keruha? So Bishlam l'man yamar aliyah hainu d'chsiv aliyas. Now the word aliyas makes more sense if you assume it was an aliyah. El man yamar achsadra my aliyas. But if it was just building a wall in the middle of an achsadra, why is called Elias? So the Gemara explains, no, Me'ula Shebebatim. It means they gave him the best of the available rooms. V'nasim lo sham mit v'shulchan v'kisei menorah. The pasuk continues, we'll put for him there a bed, a table, a kisei in a menorah. Amar Abayi v'itim Rabbi Yitzchak harotze lehanos yehana. If someone wants to get hana from other people, he's allowed to do that. It's not aser ke Elisha. Just like we find that Elisha was a guest in the house of the Shunamis and he benefited from them. They gave him what he needed. V'shein harotze lehanos. But if someone wants to be makbid, not to be nana from other people, then aliyahana, it's a that's proper also. It's not considered that a gaiva to refuse to benefit from other people. Because Shmuel haramasi, and that's like Shmuel was. Shemar chuvas haramasa ki sham beso va'am Rabbi Yochanan kol makom shahalach sham beso imo. Wherever he went, he carried with him his kalim, whatever it is that he needed, so that he won't have to be nana from other people. So both of those are appropriate kinds of hanhagos to have. V'tamra li sha hineinu yadati ki sha. That the Shunamis said that she realizes that Elisha is a very special man. You see that a woman has a greater intuition of the character of the guests more than a man does. How did she know that he was a Kaddosh? She never saw that his Shulchan was like a Mizbeach, that there was never a Sheretz Tameh that ever passed by his Shulchan. That she put Pishtan sheets on his bed. She never never saw a single bit of keri when she changed the sheets. Kadosh hu Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, hu kadosh hu mishar so einu kadosh, that he's kadosh, but gechazi, his misharis, is not kadosh. Shenamar, because when Isha Shenamis told Elisha that her son that he had promised her had now died, so it says vayigash gechazi lahodfa. Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina she'achso bahod yafya, that he grabbed her by her by her breast, by the hod yafya. So over aleinu tamid. So she said over aleinu tamid. Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina shomer blaz men Yaakov kolam arech tamid chacham betok peso mahaneu minuchasav malav kasav kil makrif tamidin. Anyone who has a tamid chacham stay in this house and gets benefit from his nechasim, it's as if he's being makrif the karmen tamid. Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina shomer blaz ben Yaakov al yamar adam b'makom gavav yispal. A person shouldn't stand in a very high place and davin el makom namach yispal. He should stand in a low place and davin. Shnemri me'makim kersich Hashem. That's what the halachim shel chorach say. You're supposed to have the amud where the chazan stands is supposed to be indented into the floor. You don't stand up on a pedestal and daven. There is no elevation in front of Hashem. The whole experience of tefillah is an experience of anivus. It's an experience of his battles of being mevatel ourselves. If a person has to put his feet together when he davens Shmoneh Esrei Shneimer, v'ragleim regel yishara, we should be like the malachim who stand with their feet together. V'amar Rabbi Yisrael Chanin Mishomer Blaz Ben Yaakov, Ma'i Dichsiv Lo Sochel Al Adam. What does the pasuk mean when it says Lo Sochel Al Adam? So this is a lav shebechlolus. It means a lot of different things, but one of the things that it means is Lo Sochel Kodem Shetespalu Al Dimchem, that a person shouldn't eat before he davens for his blood. Meaning a person is not supposed to eat before davening. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yisrael Chanin Mishomer Blaz Ben Yaakov, Kol Ochel V'Shos V'Achachach Mispalel. That a person who eats and drinks before he davens is if he's throwing Kodesh Baruch Hu behind his back. After this guy expresses such gaiva, now he's going to be mekabel malchus shemayim. Can't be. So a person's not allowed to eat before they daven. Poskim point out, the Mishmura says you can have a little bit of coffee, and Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, even though the Mishmura says you're not supposed to put milk and sugar in the coffee, Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, if that's the way you always drink coffee and you wouldn't have it any other way, so then you're allowed to do that as well. It's not an act of gaiva, but to actually eat something or to have fancier drinks, that would be an act of gaiva. Okay, we're going to stop there, a little bit short of the Mishnah, and Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up from there tomorrow.